I'm now standing with the king of television and radio. But when I say the king of television at my age, because I remember, by the way, the man is Nicholas Parsons, and I remember the Arthur Haynes show.
Right, but why did you say, by the way, Nicholas Parsons?
That's what I should have introduced you first. I'm
I
a
know
schmuck.
You should have done.
I'm a schmuck. Teach me what to do. You're the pro. What should I do?
Well, you start off by saying it's a great pleasure now to be in the company of, and say who it is. And then you do your spiel.
Take two. Well, in my case, say 18. I'm now proud and privileged to be in the company of one of the greatest TV and radio stars ever, Mr. Nicholas Parsons.
You needn't put the Mr. in, I don't mind about that.
Oh.
It's an Americanism, that is. It's Americans who
put the Mr. before the name. I'm just Nicholas Parsons, you know, the Mr. in there.
I'm going to turn the tables on you. I want you to give me a minute on Nicholas Parsons. You talk about yourself for 1 minute.
I'm not going to talk about myself for 1 minute because that would be conceit and embarrassing. So I go back to you and you do it for 1 minute if you possibly can, and I'll adjudicate on whether you'll hesitate, repeat or deviate in any way. Carry on.
I've got no chance. I'm a Jewish East End boy. Okay, talk about me. I'm Eric Hall.
I'm not quite sure how we've ended up talking about Eric. We were talking about Nicholas.
Well, not only that, he deviated, he hesitated and repeated himself.
What's been... You've worked with everybody. Frankie Howard, as I said, the great late Arthur Haynes. I come to... You would never know this, and why should you? As a kid, well, not that young, I used to go to the Agni Empire and stand outside the stage door to catch a glimpse of you and Arthur Haynes.
That's right, because we started at the old Hackney Empire, and then we moved with ATV down to Elstree, and that's where we did the shows. They were very successful, around for 10 years, and then Arthur to change his mind, said, I'd like to work with somebody else because you're getting too many laughs, and so we separated.
Again, don't ask this if you don't want to. Who's been one of your favourite comedians you work with?
My wife.
Your wife?
Yes, because she very, very laughs at my jokes.
She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, I know she is, very beautiful. But she doesn't laugh at my jokes, so I have a great trouble with that. They're all comedians do.
What do you enjoy more, TV or radio?
I love the radio. I started in the radio. I love radio. I think Radio 4 is a wonderful service. Not just because I've got a programme on it, but it is. I mean, I enjoy the television. I watch the television a lot. I watch all shows. My life's been in comedy, as I said in my memoirs, and I like to watch all the comedy shows to see what people are doing, and some of them are very good, and some of them leave me a bit cold, but at least I admire all the people in our profession who work so hard to make other people laugh.
Who have you have not worked with who you would still like to work with?
They're all dead.
Oh, give me another one who's alive.
Jeffrey Holland's your favourite. You don't. There's my great friend, Jeffrey Holland. Lovely. Hello, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, eye the eye.
Hello,
Eric. Wonderful dame, wonderful dame.
Come and join us.
He was dame when I was in mine, playing the sheriff, Reyes. And then look at him, he's looking so young for his years.
Oh, for goodness
and
sake,
still playing dame, you've still got the clothes, haven't you?
105, I've still got the frocks.
So give me a hidey high, please.
Hidey high, hidey high, hoody ho.
Will you ever live that down? Do you get fed up with people asking you to do hidey high?
No, I get fed up if they don't. No, it's lovely because people remember it with such affection.
Yeah. We're sure people do remember us, don't we? Not
Nicholas Parsons, Mr. Nicholas Parsons. Forget the Mr. Thank you for your time. What do you want me to play?
Why not play Glenn Miller's In the Mood?
Oh, Mr. What you call it, what you doing tonight? I hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling all right.
Right back to my days in Glasgow when I was trying to be an engineer. I used to go to Green's Playhouse and hear Joe Loss and his band play that. Have you still got it?
Of course I got it, Bubba. And I've also got the record.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Parsons.